And now to resume the life of Mary Stubbeck. Yesterday, Danny made a decision. A decision that may influence his future, the future of Phyllis, his wife, and the future of Mary and Max Sanders. It was up to him to tell Mr. McGraw, the prosecutor, sent down to Sanders to try the gambling syndicate, whether or not he believed Max was working for the mob or against them. At the last moment, however, Danny admitted to the district attorney that he believed Max innocent, that he was merely working for the law, outside the law, to round up the gambling syndicate and bring them to justice. There was nothing for Mr. McGraw to do but agree to request a postponement until he can get more evidence. Now it's only a short time later, and Danny has gone directly to the clinic to see Phyllis. Something is bothering Danny.
Oh, Danny, I'm so glad you've come back.
I wanted to see you.
Why all the gloom?
Phyllis, I just betrayed you.
What are you talking about, Danny?
Well, that business we talked about. You're going to Switzerland to get cured and all that. It's all off.
You're not going to get the reward money?
Oh, I'll get that all right. I'm pretty sure of that.
Well, then why?
Oh, I may as well tell you the whole thing. Phyllis, that reward wouldn't have been enough to do all that was necessary to make you well and strong again. It was going to take much more than that.
When did you find that out, Danny?
I knew all the time.
It wasn't necessary to lie to me about my chances.
I wasn't lying to you, Phyllis. Up to just a little while ago, I was going to have enough money to do everything that I said I would for you, but... Well, I don't know. It's just that I'm not strong enough to do a thing like this.
I don't...
When I called the governor on the phone and told him to come down here and break up the gambling ring, I knew that Max was working on the side of the law to do the same thing. Well, I was so angry with Max for worrying you, and we all knew what worry could do to anyone in your condition. I didn't tell Governor McDaniel that Max had a real part in it.
Oh, Danny. Danny, you should have. Why, you'd have saved Mary and Max a great deal of heartache and trouble.
I know, but people don't think at a time like that. All I know is that you were suffering, and I wanted to make someone else suffer, too. I still feel that Max is responsible for your being so sick now.
Well, that's not exactly true, Danny.
Well, there's some truth in it, isn't there? You were so upset by the way Max was acting.
Danny, darling, I was thinking of you. And the little squalling part of you just over in the nursery. Probably yelling his head off for his lunch right now. I didn't think too much of Max.
Gee, I'm glad to hear you say that, Phyllis. Mary said that's the way it is, but I didn't believe her. It makes me feel a lot better.
But what about the money you were to get?
And Davis and Proust came to me and offered me enough to take you away and get you all cured if I would testify for the state against Max. I was to say that Max was really a member of the gang and not working against them.
And is that what's been worrying you? Is that why you feel you've betrayed me?
Uh-huh. I still feel I should have done it, but, I just couldn't.
Oh, Danny, you just proved to me that you're everything I always believed you were. I'm so happy now. And how could I ever be happy if I thought that my recovery was paid for by someone else's unhappiness? Oh, Danny, you're a real person.
Oh, Philly, please don't say that. You're like a first-class heel. You say one more nice thing to me, I'll bust out and bawl out in that new son of mine.
Danny, darling, you've done more to make me well by telling me all this than all the doctors in Switzerland. And I think you're just wonderful. I hope your son's proud of you.
Phil, please. Oh, I warned you not to do that. Now look at me.
Come here, Danny. Put your head on my shoulder. That's right. You know, I think I'm probably the happiest woman in the world right now.
Oh, but don't you see what this means? Maybe you may never walk again.
Hush, Danny. We mustn't think of that. We mustn't think of that.
I knew my Danny boy would do it. Yep, he's a Stratford, all right.
Pretty big temptation, all right. I wonder if I would have had the courage to do what Danny did under the same circumstances.
Especially when his only chance of getting Phyllis cured is gone. It meant an awful lot to Danny. I wonder if we'll ever be able to make it up to him. I talked to him before he went to Mr. McGraw, and however I felt about Max, I know what it meant to Danny and Phyllis.
Well, what's done is done. I'm glad he did it this way. Now, what we got to think about is getting Maxie out of hock.
Has bail been set?
No, John. But whatever it is, I'm afraid it's going to be more than I have.
Well, you know, Mary, that everything I have is at your disposal.
Yes, and that goes for me too, Mary, darling.
I know. You two are the best friends I have. I'm afraid this is going to take more than friendship.
How much do you think you're going to need, Mary?
Well, John, I don't really know. If it's not over $1,000 or so, don't know where I'd get that amount.
Then we could all pitch in.
Danny's right, Mary. We could all help. It's very important that we get every cent we can to help Max. We've got to get him out of jail and into the fight against Davis and Bruce, or they'll take over the family's interest without any opposition.
And not only for that, John. I want my Max home again. But I feel sure with all our combined efforts, we couldn't raise enough money.
You know, I've just been thinking, Mary. What about Bill Clark?
Oh, no, I couldn't ask him.
I know the way you feel about that, Mary. Lord knows I don't want to see you indebted to Bill Clark. You know how I feel about him. But this is an emergency. We need money. And Bill Clark's the only one who's got it to give.
Say, by the way, where is Bill Clark? I ain't seen him around. Is he going back to Hollywood?
We saw Bill yesterday, Daddy.
Oh. It's funny that he'd stay out of sight all this time.
Well, John, I asked him to. I wanted him to go back to Hollywood, but he wanted to stay here in Sanders, so I made him promise not to get mixed up in the trouble. He's got too much at stake. His cousin Jackie's still here, too.
But Elizabeth's going back.
Daddy, I promise you, when this all goes over, I'll let you go to Hollywood and visit her.
Well, now, wait a minute. No one's going to let me do anything. If I want to do it, I'll do it.
Oh!
Well, you've got Daddy's weak spot.
Oh, now, leave me alone. I suppose I do like Elizabeth. I don't want to hear no more about it. I'll get it. Hello? How are you, Sheriff? What? Well, say, how does he get that way? Well, that's terrible.
What is it, Daddy?
Just hold on to the wire for a minute, Sheriff. It's about the bail, man. It's been set at 5,000.
5,000? But, Daddy, that's too much.
Mary says it's too much. Well, I know you can't do anything about it. Well, can't you talk to McGraw? Well, you can't, eh? I see. Well, thanks for calling, Torrance. Say hello to Maxie for me. Goodbye. Well, there we are.
Well, we'll never get 5,000.
Mary, Bill Clark's your answer. Much as I hate to say it, he's got enough. He'll never miss it.
Afraid Max will never stand for it, John.
Yep. Remember how he acted about Bill Clark's coming here in the first place?
Well, if he doesn't want to spend his time in jail, he'd better get over that silly jealousy.
Why don't you put it straight up to Max?
Hmm? Daddy, that's the only way I'll do it if I do it at all.
Now, Mary, you're not going to be silly and proud, too, are you?
Mary, darling, Max ain't going to let Bill put out the money for his bail. He's just too pig-headed and jealous. And you've got to do it without Max's knowing.
Daddy's right about that, Mary. Max will refuse, I'm sure of it.
I know he will. That's why we've got to do it without his knowing about it. That is, we don't want to see everything we have in this town swallowed up with those crooks, Davis and Proust. It won't be the Sanders interest if we give him much more time.
Danny, the question of money or property involved is of minor importance. What is important is that Max is cleared of the charges against him and set free again. And even more important, Max and I must learn to understand each other. He knows and I know how silly it is for him to be jealous, and Max must cure himself of it. But until he does, I can't take chances with anything as important to us as our love. Our marriage came very close to ending on the rocks. I must be careful that the old marital ship stays in smooth water.
In other words, you ain't going to ask Bill to go make his baby.
I don't know, Daddy. I don't know.
Well, what about it, Mary? Someone has got to put up the bail for Max, or Proust and Davis will have everything in the town sewed up very neatly. And the Sanders interest will be no longer the Sanders interest.